Hello, welcome to the prayer hour. Today, before we start praying, we're going to be talking about having faith in your prayers. A lot of times when we pray, we're just uttering words and we're just talking or agreeing with someone and different things like that. But when you pray, you have to believe whatever you're praying. Okay, I'm going to take you to a scripture. Thank you, Jesus. So in Mark, the 11th chapter, starting with the 22nd verse, it says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." I say you, but it's ye. "Ye shall have them," meaning you shall have whatever you ask for when you believe it, when you pray. Okay? And then it goes on to say, "And when you stand praying, forgive. For if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you and your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So basically what that means is when you go into prayer and you believe in God for something, make sure your heart is clean. Make sure that you don't have unforgiveness in your heart or different things like that. So basically when you go into God in prayer, you're asking God to forgive you. And then you asking God to forgive you from transgression against anyone and forgiving them if they transgressed against you. Whether they forgive you or not, make sure your heart is clean. Make sure your mind is not filled with garbage or different things like that. Because it's hard to connect with God, the Father, when you're battling with an issue or you have a lot of things going on inside of you. You have to bring your mind to a place of submission, a place of humility, because you're going to an almighty God, a king. Now let's say, they still have kings and queens and living and different things like that. If you go to the king or whoever, the queen or whatever, their standard is to reverence them as king or queen. That's the same thing with God. You want to reverence him. If you want to reverence him as God, you want to reverence him as the creator. So you want to go before him in humility, in pureness. So you ask God according to the scripture. Where is that? Matthew, the 6th chapter, it gives you an example how we ought to pray. So let me just go there right quick. Let me see. So Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse, it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father," you reverencing our God, our Father, "which are in heaven." You acknowledging him, that you know that he lives in heaven. That is his kingdom. There he is. "Hallowed be thy name," meaning your name is holy. You are great. You are pure, So you want to go to him with a pure heart. "Thy kingdom come, meaning that kingdom, your kingdom, let your kingdom open up to me. Thy will be done in heaven, in earth as it is in heaven. So the Bible tells us to speak those things. Let's see, what it says, speak those things though they're not, but as they were. So we know that we don't supposed to be in a devastating state. We know that we don't supposed to be sick. We know that because he didn't create us to be sick. He didn't create us to be burned out, burdened down. That's not how he created us. But because sin is in the world, we are burdened down. Some of us are sick, but we don't confess sickness. The Bible tells us, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. So we confess healing. We confess those things. Just because our body tell us that we are sick and our mind tell us that we are sick, do that mean that we're really sick? Yes, we see it, but we don't have to stay there. We don't have to be burdened down in sickness and different things like that because we have a creator. We have a father that can heal us, that will deliver us, you know? So it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. What is our daily bread? The word of God. So that means you need to get up, get into the word of God and begin to learn of him. Learn who he is. Learn and understand his voice, you know? And then it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So that means those people, those who transgressed against us, those who have done us wrong, that may hurt us so bad that we, you know, it still bother us today. So we ask the Father, forgive me for the wrong that I've done to my brethren or my sister. And Father, help me to forgive them. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness and different things like that, okay? So it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, meaning yours is the kingdom, and the power is yours, Father, and the glory forever. Amen. So that means that God has the power to heal, to deliver, to make well, to make things be as it were. Some of us was not born into this life sick, but that don't mean we never been sick before. Some of us were born sick, but that don't mean they stayed sick. I hear so many testimonies about people when they almost died coming into the world, that they were preemies coming into the world, or their parents tried to abort them when they was coming into the world. But God turned it around because you have a purpose for being here. So another thing, what I want to talk to you, talk about, share today, is about believing when you pray, okay? So that's going to be in James. We want to talk about believing in prayer. So let's go to James, the second chapter. Second chapter and 14 verse, okay? Let's see. Okay, starting with, let me see. Okay, so in the James, the second chapter, starting with the 14th verse, says, what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, not understanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What do it profit? Okay, let me read 14 again because I didn't read that right. So the verse 14 say, what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and be filled. Be ye warmed and filled, not understanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What do it profit? Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead being alone. Yeah, a man may say, though thou hast faith and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou dost well. The devil also believe and tremble, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. So I'm reading this because when you come to prayer, when you go down in prayer before the Lord, or you may be driving down the street, you may be in a doctor's office and you decide to pray. If you don't believe that God can do these things, What's the benefit of praying? What's the purpose of you praying if you don't believe before when you go in prayer? Okay. And also when you believe in something, you walk towards that thing which you believe. Okay. Like a person going out to get a job. And when they go put in the application, their hope is that they're going to get the job. They may not get it, but that don't make them give up. Oh, I'm going to stop. Some people, yeah, some people. I'm not talking about everybody. Some people give up and stop right there. But if you're praying to God for a job, you don't stop at the first place if they tell you we're not hiring right now, or they tell you that we found the person already. Don't stop there. Don't give up. You keep on going until you find the place that will be beneficial to you, because that job that you didn't get may not been a job that you like, or you may have been on that job. You may get the job and only work there one day because you didn't like it. So sometimes when you don't get a job, it's not always because you don't have the experience, or because you don't get along with the person, the company, or different things like that. Maybe the job is just not for you. And I'm saying this not in just jobs, but I'm talking about in every aspect of your life. Don't give up because it didn't turn out the first time. Some people, they try one or two times, maybe three times, and they just point blank just give up. Okay? I'm going to read Hebrews next. Hebrews, the first chapter. I love Hebrews. The 11th chapter. I'm sorry. Let me read this. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you get the job, you don't know if you're going to get the job or not, but you're hoping that you can get this job. Okay? And then let's read Hebrews, the 6th verse, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So You want to see God continually. And when you seek him continually, you're building a relationship with him. You're building a connection with him. You're building an understanding of who he is, okay? So I want us to take these scriptures today that I have read. And I want us to meditate on these scriptures. And to those who don't know God, the Father, the creator of everything, to those who don't know, you can either message me in my message center over there, or, you know, you can also, there's a way you can call me as well. And to get to know God, I can give you those informations on the next broadcast that I do. I will leave the information on if you want to be saved and you're seeking to be saved. The only thing you have to do is ask God to come into your heart, to forgive you for your sins, and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And he rose on the third day that you may rise with him. So that's what I wanted to talk to you all about today before we begin praying, so we can have an understanding of when we go in prayer, the expectations of what we're looking for when we pray. We have an expectation. I don't pray, get up and pray for my, just for, yes, I do get up and pray for my health, but I have an expectation when I get up that when I go to God and ask him for whatever it may be, healing someone or delivering someone, when I get up and I ask him, I have an expectation that he will do it. I may not see him doing it. I may not see him working behind the scene, but I believe, I have faith that he will do it, that it's being done, that it will be done. So let us pray now. Thank you so much, Father, for this new day you have blessed us with, Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the activity of our limbs, Father. Thank you for this mind, Father, to serve you, Lord, to get to know you, Father, to have a relationship with you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for faith, Lord, the faith that I have in you, Father, that you can do all things, Father, but fail, Father. Thank you, Father, for providing us this time right now, Father, where we can seek your face, Father. Now, Father, I thank you so much, Father. Now, I ask you this morning, Father, that you forgive me for anything I have said or done, Father, to anyone, Father. And I forgive, Father, if there's a place, if there's unforgiveness in my heart, Father, reveal it to me, Father, so I can take care of that thing, that when I come to you, Father, I may come to you with a pure heart, Father, not having grudges or envy or strife against anyone, Father. Now, Father, I pray, Father, for those, Father, that are listening, Father. Someone may be burdened down, Father. Someone may not know you today, Father. But what, my God, I ask you, Father, that you would intervene on their behalf today, Father. I ask you, Father, someone out there, Father, is crying for help, Lord. Somebody is crying out, Father, for a way, Father, out of their dilemma, Lord. And we ask you to turn it around today, Father. Someone, Father, is looking for a way to feed their children, oh God, and don't understand, Father, why they're in the situation that they're in, Father. We ask you, Father, that you would intervene, Father. Then, Father, we want to pray for those that are on the streets right now, seeking for a place, Father, that is hungry, Lord. Someone that, Father, don't have a place to go, Father. Those that are in the shelters, oh God, we ask you to intervene, Father. Those that are in that bed of affliction, those that are in mental institutions, those that are in prison, Father. Those that are in in nursing homes, Father, in the hospital right now. Father, on their bed, Father, tormented in pain, Father. We ask you, Father, that you would heal and deliver today, Father, that you would intervene on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I want to pray for those, Father, that are caring for others, Father, that you would give them a heart of compassion, Father, that they may, Father, take care of them, Father, out of love and not out of hate or grudge, oh God, not just for a paycheck, Father, but it's something that they love and enjoy doing, oh God. And if they don't like that job, Father, I pray that you turn their heart to get the job that they like and they enjoy, Father. Father, and put people in those positions, Father, working with the old folks, Father, and working with kids with mental abilities and with autism and other different dysfunctions in their life, Father. Put people around them, Father, that will help them, Father, that will really care for them, that will embrace them, Lord. Because, Father, it's not their fault, Father, that they're in the situation that they're in, Father. It's not their fault that they have mental illnesses, Father, or they have autism and different things like that, Father. It's not their fault, Father. So, Father, we ask you today, Father, that you would intervene, God, that you would send people that would embrace them, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you so much. Father, we ask you, Father, that you would prepare us for the time that is coming, Father. Father, we ask you to keep us, Father, from the hour of temptation, Father, that should come upon all the world, Father. Help us to hold on to your word of patience, Father. Give us a godly, sincere heart, Father, as we seek you, Father. Father, give us, Father, help us to come to you with sincerity of heart, Father. Seeking you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen. And so I thank you all for praying with me this morning. And I see you on the next, and I hope to hear and get replies from you on the next broadcast. Like I said, I have a message center. Feel free to inbox me, send messages. If you're seeking for prayer, feel free to do it. Feel free to inbox me and let me know. I will get back with you. I love you all, and I pray that this broadcast will help you and encourage you, because that's what I'm here for. I thank you so much. You have a blessed day.